June 8, go work today. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs 9:10. Capabilities have been entrusted to every soul. These are talents to be improved by faithful service, that Christ at his coming may receive his own with usury. We hear much of the higher education as the world regards the subject, but those who are ignorant of the higher education as it was taught and exemplified in the life of Christ are ignorant of what constitutes the higher education. Higher education means conformity to the terms of salvation. It embraces the experience of daily looking unto Jesus and of working together with Christ for the saving of the perishing. Idleness is sin, for there is a world to be labored for. Christ gave his life to the work of uplifting the fallen and the sinful. Though he was the Prince of Heaven, he lived and suffered and died under the abuse and scorn of fallen men, and this that he might prepare for the human family mansions in the heavenly courts. Christ imparted instruction of the highest order. Can we imagine a higher education than that to be gained in cooperation with him? Now is our time to work. The end of all things is at hand. Soon the night cometh in which no man can work. This night is much nearer than many suppose. Lift up the man of Calvary before those who are living in sin. By pen and voice, labor to sweep back the false ideas that have taken possession of men's minds regarding the higher education. To every worker, Christ gives the command, go work today in my vineyard for the glory of my name. Represent before a world laden with corruption the blessedness of true higher education. Light is to shine forth from every believer. The weary, the heavy laden, the brokenhearted, and the perplexed are to be pointed to Christ, the source of all spiritual life and strength. Seek for the higher education, which is entire conformity to the will of God, and you will surely reap the reward that comes as a result of its reception. When you hourly place yourselves in the position where you can be the recipients of the blessing of God, the name of the Lord will be magnified through your lives. Letter 102, June 8, 1909, to E.A. Sutherland and P.T. McGann, educators formerly at Battle Creek and Berrien Springs, and now at the school at Madison, Tennessee.